It's 3 minutes after 8. Good evening. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. We shift focus now. We bring a conversation of Msukaligwa Municipality. The African National Congress in Msukaligwa Municipality has been faced with a number of challenges. Joining us this evening is the Acting Secretary General of the region, Melindi Masina. She now joins us on the line. Melindi, a very warm good evening to you. We really appreciate your time.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to our listeners, and thank you for having me.
Melindi, as the African National Congress, I suppose pre the local government elections, you said you would rectify all the errors committed leading into the elections. What is the current status in this regard, and why is there instability in Msukaligwa Municipality currently?
Thank you, Musa, for this question. No. Indeed, we as the African National Congress, we are busy correcting some of the errors that occurred during the process of our registration. And indeed, that process was corrected ultimately, though not in fully. But I think the problem started when our comrades that were given an opportunity to stay in those positions interimly, waiting for the ANC to correct these errors and then implement its decision. When they are to relinquish the positions that they were asked, that they just keep them temporarily, they started to defy, they started to have issues. That's where we are. But Musa, if I can indicate, the ANC is on top of the situation. We are attending to the matter. That is trying to cause the stability in Msukaligwa. But we are very much hopeful that very soon the situation will be where it is supposed to be.
I suppose, Melindi, the party, in the statement released on the 15th of this month, it seems to have conceded that there were errors made on the candidacy list or on the candidate list. Now, the question would be, was the list itself tampered with?
No. It was not. The ANC did not tamper with the list. But what happened is that during the registration of candidates, there was an error when they were registering candidates. Two candidates whose ID numbers were not captured correctly. When they were registering, they were supposed to be number one and number two. But when they registering, they found that the ID numbers were not captured correctly, so the system could not capture them well. When the ID numbers were corrected, then the system took them to the back of the list. That made them to be the last two instead of the first two. So this was the error. But the provincial secretary and the national office, they have since corrected the one in order to accommodate one, but were still working on the other one. So that we can conclude that, implementation of the decision of the ANC, though that we are going to implement partly now, and then very soon we'll be implementing the other part.
Bumalang, I'm in conversation with the ANC's regional acting secretary in the region of Gertsibande, Melindi Masina. She's talking to us around the current situation in Msukaligwa Municipality and looking also into the region in its totality. Melindi, was the interim troika or, you know, the top three of the municipality briefed that the position that they were put on was just temporary? And if that's the case, because I heard you earlier on alluding to that aspect, but if that's the case, why then are they citing that you as REC recalling them comes just after they have been threatened?
Musa, we are very much concerned and we are very much worried. That matter was very much clarified on the very first day when they were put into office. Remember, after the local government election, government is expected to, set up councils within a specified time. So because of that error that I've mentioned before, we could not, sit back and wait for the error to be corrected. We then went to a caucus on Msukaligwa and indicate to them that the two people who are supposed, whom the ANC, approved to be the mayor and the speaker, are the two that I'm speaking about, that they found themselves in the last of the list. We then went to the caucus through the regional chairpersons and the deployees of Msukaligwa. We highlighted the issue and explained everything, and we asked our comrades humbly so and explained to them that we are giving them this position interimly. Immediately the positions are corrected or the error is corrected, we're going to come back and request them to resign on those positions, not as councillors, but as mayor, as speaker, and chief whip, so that we accommodate the decision of the ANC. We found it very strange when the comrades started to say, we are recalling them. The ANC is not recalling any person, but we are saying, comrades, we believe in you, that you are disciplined members of this movement. When we ask you to hold this position, because the ANC always deploy and redeploy. Mm-hmm. In any given time, even if they were given the position, I mean, permanently. But at any given time when the ANC says, Lindy, please do resign, we are redeploying you. We have to be disciplined and do so. So that is why we are very much worried that these comrades, it seems like they do not understand their mandate as ANC deployees. Because remember, it is the ANC that contests election, not individuals. It is the ANC that will tell us from now and then that we are deploying you here now, we are deploying you there now. Mm-hmm. So this is how we understand the ANC when we join it. You remember when we signed the pledge, when we were accepted as members of the ANC, we indicated that we signing, we joining without expectation of any favor, of any gain. We are joining voluntarily. Mm-hmm. So we don't expect any member of the ANC to hold the ANC at ransom to say, this is my position. No one is entitled to any position in the ANC. We are all being given opportunities when the ANC feels so at that particular time or at that particular point.
Mm. You can join in the conversation on 105.8 if you are in Msuka Lego Municipality, or you can just alert someone who's there in that region that, hey, it's a pending conversation that Musa is having with the ANC's acting regional secretary there, Uma Umelindi Masina. Masina, you have another problem then. 14 other councillors have expressed their intentions to resign, citing that the REC is interfering on the runnings of the municipality. As a party in the region, how then do you respond to that?
Rule 21.10.8 of the ANC Constitution gives powers to the regional executive committees to supervise and direct the work of the ANC and its organs in the region, including the ANC caucuses in municipalities. What does that mean? That means every item that is going to council, the ANC must have a caucus. And the ANC REC will have a deployee in each and every municipality. And each and every item should be shared with the ANC so that the ANC knows. And the councillors will then go back to their branches and report to their branches. So the ANC is not interfering in any matter. We are saying, Musa, as the ANC, we took a resolution in Nazareth, in our 54th National Conference, that we are going to fight e-corruption. We are part of that. We are not going to fight any person who might fight e-corruption, but we are saying it is not the mayor who must fight. You don't have to be the mayor. You don't have to be the speaker. Every member of the ANC must fight corruption. So this, I mean, interference they are talking about, it is ill-informed because there's no interference. When you go to caucus, we go as a mandate of the ANC that every caucus must be supervised by the REC. So we're a little bit worried what is meant by the interference, because we're doing what is expected of us as the regional executive committee to supervise and direct ANC caucuses and ANC structures in our region.
Melindy, then talk us through how, as a party, you will deal with the resignation of, you know, this councillors post the 7 days notice.
Musa, you see, I don't know whether they really mean that they want to resign, because more often you would find people trying to threaten the ANC, and the ANC doesn't expect any of its members to threaten it. Let them bring their resignation. If they bring them, I think the ANC will accept them, will go back to the by-elections. The people love the ANC, will campaign, and the ANC will come back, because we have heard that some of them, they are saying they are going to stand as independent. We know that don't want independent councillors, but if they decide they want to stand as independent, I think the ANC will welcome that, because if a person wants to resign, why do we want to hold him back? Because it is his decision or her decision. But I want to believe it's some form of a threat that the ANC must heed to their call to say they want to deploy themselves, but they must know the ANC deploys.
Melindy is the African National Congress Regional Acting Secretary in the Gqeberha region. She's talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes around the current situation in Msuka Lekwa and as well as the greater Gqeberha. Melindy, has the region or is the region currently disciplining members of the party that voted with the opposition?
Definitely, we are. We are taking all those members into disciplinary processes. There are processes that are taking place. Even today, there was a sitting of the disciplinary committee. On the 27th, there's going to be another sitting. We are busy on that process. We are going to give the report when it is ready.
Maybe lastly, before I let you go, Melindi, have you, as an acting SG in the region, received kickbacks from companies contracted by the Msegaleko municipality?
Never in my lifetime in that municipality, even the 303 they are talking about. I only heard that even the name of that security company they are talking about is 303. When the second guy called Mzwandile, making some rounds of the voice notes, saying Lindi Masina had 6 million out of that company. I would be very much happy to have 6 million while I'm still owing my house, out to paying it off, out to paying my car off. I didn't receive anything in any company of Msubaliqua. For the fact that I don't know even companies that are appointed by Msubaliqua.
Then those reports that this 303 security company is also a protection service of the chair in the region, how true are they?
I have no idea. I haven't any head of such. I don't know who is the security of the regional chairperson. I haven't heard of any.
Melindi, really appreciate you having come on this evening just to enlighten us around some of the issues that are happening in Msualiga. Wish you a great evening further, and siyabonga kakhulu mami sikhathi.
Thank you very much, Musa, for having me. Thank you, listeners, for listening to me. Thank you so much.